A great preacher once upon a time remembered an experience from his earliest days in the church. He told this story. Many years ago, as a young man, I was preaching on the love of God. There was in the congregation an old Polish Jew who had been converted to the Christian faith. He came up to me after my sermon and said, "Young man, you have no right to speak of the love of God until you have seen, as I have seen, the blood of your dearest friends running in the gutters on a gray winter's morning." Later, the preacher said, he asked the old man how, having seen such a massacre, he had come to believe in the love of God. The answer he gave was, in effect, that the Christian gospel first began to lay hold on him because it made him see God, the love of God, just where he was, just where he could not but always be in his thoughts and memories, in those blood-stained streets on that gray morning. It made him see the love of God not somewhere else, but in the blood and the agony, the death of the cross on Calvary. He did at least know that this was a message that wrestled with the facts. And then he said, "As I looked at that man upon the cross, I knew that I was at the point of final crisis and decision in my life. I knew that I must make up my mind once and for all and either take my stand beside him at the foot of the cross, sharing his undefeated faith in God, or else fall finally into the bottomless pit of bitterness and hatred and unutterable despair." It is a message for Lent, a message for you and me as we move through these 40 days of Lenten sacrifice, fasting, and preparation for the feast of Easter to come. That through it all, you and I, like that elderly man, need to remain focused on the cross.